6:39, we jump into this segment with an oldie but a goodie. That's right. Name that tune.
Great.
Now, I'm going to give you a hint. Well, first of all, let me be honest with you. Gentlemen, you're not going to get either the song, and you're not going to get the artist.
Well, great. Why are we playing that?
Because it's for my entertainment. and it's entertaining for the audience. Ah. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, okay. That's why you do things. It isn't just for your personal entertainment.
Yeah, I got to keep reminding myself. Yeah. Okay, but I am going to give you a hint. These are original bits of music, kind of, but they are performed, and here's your hint, by professional athletes. Okay? These are original bits of music.
Okay.
Your job is to determine who the athlete is that did these wonderful bits of music, and I'll even tell you, it's all one genre, rap.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I suppose.
All right. Here comes the middle-aged white guy. Name that tune. First song.
They came to the bottom. They slipped, and yeah, we got them. And then we go to Wrigley Field. I got the Wrigley Field. Mm-hmm. We got them Cubs, and you know it's all about the
baseball.
Cubs. And then we what? We went to New York, and then we came out and showed all our heart. Yes, we coming down, and you know we rockin' steady. We coming down, and yes.
All right, so tell
that's
me.
Really bad.
That is the worst of the worst.
I will guess that is Brandon Phillips of the Cincinnati Reds.
Nice. No.
I have no idea.
We are going to go with Juan Pierre.
Okay.
There it is. He's obviously very happy after a game and decided to do an impromptu freestyle. All right. The next one comes to us from, I'm going to give you another hint, the NFL.
Bye, brother Benz. I wish I would. Me to take out, be with the boys. I got some new act.
Drop the bass.
Ain't nothing like getting in the Bentley coupe. I act brand new on my own. My new afro riding.
That's horrible. It's so bad.
Yeah. All right.
Vernon Davis of the San Francisco 49ers.
Ooh, that's a very good guess. Unfortunately, you're not correct.
Dez Bryant of the Cowboys.
Again, not correct. That's going to be Chris Johnson.
Of the Tennessee Titans.
There you go. All right. Now we're going to move on now. Here we go. This one I'm just going to play. It's so much better. Here we go.
I got disqualified in March of 97 after giving a whipping to Montel Griffin. They hit my title, they had to take it. Why? I guess that's the only way I could lose. 5 months later, rematch, I need my crown. First round, one punch, and he sat down.
How about Floyd Money Mayweather?
No. What do you think?
Soundhound. I run the Soundhound program on this.
And you've got the answer?
He's got the original.
It says we are listening right. The original is a Roy Jones Jr.
Oh, it's Roy Jones Jr. He's a boxer. Sure.
It's Roy Jones Jr. Congratulations.
He cheated. Well, don't congratulate him. He used Soundhound.
I didn't know we had a tech assist on this.
You're not going to be able to get the Stumper Prize because you did cheat. I'm sorry. All right. We're going to now move on to this one is a pro wrestler. All right. And I've actually interviewed this individual. Nice guy.
Okay.
Nice guy.
It's okay to be hard and stay true, man. But at the end of the day, we are human. This one's for you, the ones that you're close to. Show some love, it's what you're supposed to. Right now, forget the ends and the bends. Pop a cold one, man. Toast it with your real friends. Call your folks, tell them you tight now. Cause everything looking pretty good right now.
I have to admit, this one's better than the others that we've played.
Call your folks, tell them you're tight now.
Yeah.
I called up my dad and said, yo, dad, we tight now.
Yo.
He'd hang up.
I don't know who the hell this is.
Don't call me when you're drunk, son.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so
I should know who this is.
You should.
Oh.
You can't see this.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to guess, but it doesn't sound like him.
It's John Cena? Yes, that's John
Cena. They got his voice doctored there to make him sound more African-American, shall we say.
With a groove to it.
Yeah.
That man's got soul. What are you saying?
John Cena. Yeah, his whole shtick when he became a professional wrestler was as a white rapper.
You know, I have taught Madison, my daughter, that whenever something goes bad or she, you know, something in the restaurant and something happens, she'll do this. She'll put it on her hand in her face. She goes, you can't see this. It's hilarious.
It's one of his wrestling shticks. Yeah.
All right, here we go. Last but not least,
brother,
the number one worst athlete rap song. Here we go.
But I must take risks to find a honey that's legit. Whether she push a bucket or 6 bucks with some mad chips. I own her own or live out of mom's and pop's home. Rock top fashion, Adidas attire or Timbo's. I don't know, yo.
All right, here's your hint. It's not Aaron Rodgers.
It's a football player, though?
Nope.
Nah, it's an NBA player. I'll guess. An NBA player.
B-ball.
You think so? You think so? Maybe. Yeah, all right. I'll guess him, too. Yeah, Carmelo Anthony.
Oh, so close, but so far away. It's Kobe Bryant.
That was Kobe Bryant.
That was actually Kobe Bryant. And you know what? I mean, it all sucked. Everything we just played sucked. But that's not bad. I mean, it's not. It's of all of them we played, that's the best of the worst.
Just remember, none of that music is aimed at us anyway. So,
what do you mean?
We can say that it sucks.
Well,
but
no, what do you mean?
Hip hop music is not aimed at us.
No, what do you mean? I don't. I disagree. I mean,
you're a hip hop fan, are you?
As I'm rolling,
you just said it all sucks.
As I'm rolling to Triggs,
right.
You know, to get my yogurt.
The car about to
go.
That's right.
I'm sure you are.
And I slink down low in my 13-year-old Camry
with Seals and Crofts banging out of the stereo. Probably.
No, it's more like Van Halen. You know, but
speaking of music, just for a moment, you need to find and watch the documentary God Bless Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh,
I finished watching it yesterday. It is
atrocious.
Well, it's fantastic. if you like Ozzy and you like Black Sabbath and you want to know more about his debauched lifestyle up until apparently he's been clean for 5 years.
Sure.
Clean and sober for 5 years.
Bull hockey.
The damage has been done.
Yeah, he's gone. I thought you were going to refer, if you go to, did I post it on the show page? I can't remember if I posted it on my show page or my personal page. On 11-year-old kid got called up on a stage at one of these glam rock concerts, you know, heavy metal thing. This kid shredded Van Halen. I mean.
Really? There's also a video out there of some 12-year-old rapper on stage with Jay-Z, upstaging Jay-Z.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday. That was a real thing. This kid nails it. I mean, he's awesome. Yeah, you really got me now. And the opening to that, was that Intruder? I think it's not Little Guitars. I think it's Intruder. I mean, he tears it up. Not enough soul to it, not enough feel, but awesome, absolutely awesome. So I think that's on... You know what? If it's not on the show page, I'm going to put it up in just a couple minutes. Go take a look at it.
Yo,
go
Seth,
to Seth
Tom, Mueller. We tight now.
Yo! WSAU.
No, we white now.
Shoo.
Man, there are a lot of places that are cold right now, and every single state is experiencing record lows, except Colorado. They're experiencing record highs. This weather is it's because of something called the polar vortex. It's like hurricanes, but here it's like it comes down from Canada, and it's a terrifying mix of wind and snow and maple syrup, and it's really dangerous. Yesterday in Minnesota, it was -63. That is colder than it is on Mars. And with the wind chill, it feels like you're freezing Uranus off. It really does.
Central Wisconsin's News Talk, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.